Good morning. Skies clouded up overnight, and temperatures, while dropping back into the 30s in most places, actually climbed overnight in some spots. So most everyone waking up from the mid 30s to the lower 40s early this morning. An area of precipitation is advancing in our direction from western New York. A second area of precipitation is also heading our way from the mid-Atlantic region. The two areas of rain showers will combine over top of us by the latter portion of the morning and especially this afternoon to produce rain showers locally, and temperatures will climb a few more degrees and top out in the middle 40s. A storm system along the mid-Atlantic coast will gain strength as we go through the next 24 to 48 hours. It will track from the Delmarva Peninsula east of Long Island over Cape Cod and into the Gulf of Maine. On this track, we'll continue with steady cold rain after dark tonight. As low temperatures drop back into the lower to mid-30s, parts of the higher terrain will transition to wet snow by sunrise on Friday. That transition will continue to take place from the higher elevations down to the valley floor during the day on Friday, and this is when we'll see the best chance of accumulating snow, especially in the Catskills, the Adirondacks, the Green Mountains, and northern parts of the Berkshires. In these locations, several inches of snow will fall during the day Friday, as high temperatures will be in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Also, as this storm gains strength along the coast, the wind will pick up during the day Friday and become gusty at times over 30 miles per hour. Colder air will continue to flow into the region with moisture left over on Friday night into early Saturday morning, so most of the area, including the valleys, will see wet snow through that time period. Several more inches of snow will fall across the hills and mountains on Friday night, but even the valley locations will wake up Saturday morning with a coating of snow. During the day Saturday, precipitation will tend to wind down, skies will remain mostly cloudy, and it will remain windy at times over 30 miles per hour, with temperatures staying in the 30s. A quick rebound on Sunday with mostly sunny skies in the lower 50s before another front pushes through on Sunday night. We'll be on the colder side of that front on Monday, and with a wave of low pressure along the front, we could see another round of some light snow by Monday morning. High temperatures on Monday will be back down into the lower 40s before sunshine returns for the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, despite dry weather, major to historic and catastrophic flooding will continue across parts of the Missouri and Mississippi River basins due to rapid snowmelt as a result of heavy rainfall last week. Flood warnings and advisories remain in effect for parts of the region. And two tropical cyclones could affect Australia heading into the weekend. Veronica is expected to be a major cyclone with wind gusts up to 195 miles per hour by the time it reaches northwestern Australia near Port Hedland. And Cyclone Trevor will approach the Pelew Islands in the Gulf of Carpentaria with 150 mile per hour wind gusts. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 18 degrees with a west wind at 25 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 30 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 42 degrees, the dew point 28, 58% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.17 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with rain in the lower 40s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers moving in later in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and highs in the mid 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 55 degrees, the low 27, the average temperature 41, that's 5 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 6.2 inches of snow for the month, which is 2.1 inches below normal, and 52.9 inches for the season, which is 2.3 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high, 78, set in 1921, and the record low, 1 below zero in 1956. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:08 p.m. 12 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers during the afternoon today with highs in the mid-40s. Rain tonight gradually transitioning to snow in the mountains overnight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain moving in today and highs in the mid-40s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and some wet snowflakes today and highs in the mid-40s. More rain and wet snow tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain moving in today and highs in the mid-40s. More rain tonight, mixing with wet snow across the highest terrain with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain moving in today and highs in the mid-40s. More rain tonight, mixing with wet snow across the highest terrain in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain and wet snow changing to snow across the higher terrain, becoming windy with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow Friday night and early Saturday morning, tapering off to snow showers Saturday afternoon and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny, lower 50s on Sunday, a chance of snow, lower 40s on Monday, and sunny and cold Tuesday and Wednesday in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.